was of that age, I definitely wanted to do a lot of live theater. And so when I graduated high school at 18, I moved across country to New York City, and I thought I was gonna do acting, but I got in this like in this interesting routine where I would go to like acting classes, and then I'd go to my coffee shop job, and then I'd go watch a stand-up comedy show. And I fell in love with it. And then also there was a night where the stand-up comics at this club were really bad. And I was like, oh man, like I could do this, you know? And so I recited like a 5-minute open mic stand-up set to my roommate in Brooklyn before I went to my first open mic. And then I haven't stopped since.
Oh, that's amazing. And yeah, how did comedy in general change to you? Because in my opinion, people need humor to express themselves and to open up. It's really important. So how did that change you? Because you open up about yourself and it's very personal. Yeah, in front of so many strangers. Yeah, in front of strangers. So how did that change you?
Definitely. I think it's healed me in a certain way. I mean, I still do things like that take care of myself in a more practical way, like therapy and things like that. But just even doing Bird, where I'm open about things that I haven't previously been open about, at first it was really difficult and it was really scary. And then I found solace in connecting with other people. And also it's just like cathartic because the humorous moments, especially, it's like that's how I growing up, I would just, brush it off, make jokes out of it. And that, like, in your personal life, that's not necessarily like what you should do all the time to just take care of yourself in that way. But if that's your career and you're connecting through people like that, it's like life is not just tragic and just funny. It's both of those things. And so I think especially Bird reflects that. That's like, and that's who I am as a person. I'm like, I'm not just using humor all the time. I'm also a serious person, but it's, like some days you wake up and you're like, wow, life's awesome. And this is funny that this happened. And other days you're like, ah, oh, shit, this sucks.
Yeah.
But especially through stand up too, it's just you're in a community where a lot of people have gone through a lot of different things. Like some of my best friends are in their 40s and come from a completely different background. And the comedy audiences are the same. It could be someone coming from their 9 to 5 or like a kid in college. And it's just a very grounding experience to bring everyone together like that.
And do you remember your first show, or the first Bird show that you ever performed? Well, how was that for you? How did you feel?
Oh my gosh, I do remember it. And it was really terrifying. There is a part in the show where I'm talking about my abuse for the first time. And I remember thinking, like, in my head, I was like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I was so nervous. It was at a small theater in New York City called the Crane Theater. And it's like one of the oldest theaters that's still around in the city. It's a very cool space. I just kind of tried to like gather all my friends and people that have seen me do comedy in New York to come support. And it's such a different show than where it is now. But I remember just feeling like proud of myself and also like knowing that it was going to go somewhere else and just allowing myself to, find those moments that didn't work and then find those moments that really did work. And I remember after speaking with the audience members, and it was just like, it was especially friends that have known me for a really long time. They were just like, I mean, I totally understand you and your life better because it wasn't really something I'd previously talked about before. And they also, another note I got was like, that they'd never seen anything like it before in terms of the style, because I personally haven't yet. Like some things that inspire me are like Bo Burnham and Gerard Carmichael's new special, which is stand up, but it's very much not too. And I don't think I've seen a format where it's like theatrical stand up. And also, again, just like another 20 three-year-old woman talking about these things. I feel like we definitely need more of that.
For sure, definitely. And when you started that first show, when you did that first show, did you see yourself living the life that you live right now?
Absolutely not. I have no idea what... I mean, I'm a huge believer in, like, saying things and putting it out there, and that's half of what it needs to be for it to come true. Obviously, you need to work hard, you need to build the skill set, but really believing in yourself. So I've always really believed in myself and in the work that I've put out, because I work really hard, and I just know that I can't do anything else. Like, every job I've ever had, I've gotten fired from. Like, I'm not good at anything else except for this. So it's like, why not put everything I have into this? And so I did. And so I definitely was just really proud of the work I had done, but it's taken such an interesting path where I had no idea that I was going to be traveling all the time. And yeah, I had no idea I was going to be in Canada doing it. So random, but I'm so excited to be here.
I'm very excited too, because then I can see your show, and it's going to be amazing. And do you only stay here in Vancouver, or do you travel elsewhere?
I'm going to be in Vancouver this week doing the show, and then I'm flying from Vancouver to Los Angeles on Monday, and I'm filming a Comedy Central set.
Ooh.
So it's kind of a big week, and I'm super excited that it's all kind of happening at once, because then I feel like I'm in my focused bubble.
Yeah, for sure. And you also just talked about who inspires you, but I wanted to have more details about that. So you are really inspiring, your story is really inspiring, but who inspires you and who do you look up to?
So Jacqueline Novak is an American stand-up that has a really awesome one-woman show called Get On Your Knees. Hers is a little more like laugh per minutes than mine, but she's just so interesting, and the way she's talking about being a woman, existing and dating and things like that. And it's really just like, that was one of the first shows I saw before I did Bird Live, and I was like, oh, like this is kind of what I've been looking for, in terms of like, it's a mix of stand-up, but it's also something you can talk about in long form that's more fulfilling to you. Yeah, Bo Burnham's a big inspiration, because he also addresses like the really dark parts of life while making it funny. And yeah, I mean, I have like tons of, there's an American stand-up, Maria Bamford. She's the weirdest person ever. She's so awesome and weird. And I feel like watching her stand-up is watching like a one-woman show, just because that's another thing that I've had to learn throughout this, is there's no rules, especially when you're creating your own one-hour show. Like, you make it whatever you want it to be, and that's a really freeing feeling.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And you already said that we need more women that speak up in when it comes to comedy. Did you ever had to face any obstacles that you had to overcome, and how was that for you?
Definitely. I talk a lot about that in Bird as well. It's really jarring because, you know, I'm Gen Z, so I'm born in a different time where things have come to the surface a lot more. And previously, before I started stand-up, like when I was in high school and when I was in middle school, I was doing a lot of theater. So I was always in very progressive environments, like all my friends were gay, or all my friends just were very open and artsy. And so I never felt, I know this is sort of weird to say, but as a young woman, I never felt like a young woman. Like, it wasn't reminded to me like that my gender matters nor affects how I go about life. And then as soon as I started stand up, it was like going back to the like 1960s or something, because I would be the only woman in a room with like 40 other dudes, very male dominated work field, and the amount of like harassment that I've gone through with audience members and other like dude comics have been like very jarring to say the least. And I think also just even in your performance, you have so much more to prove. Like, I was doing a show the other night and I was the only woman on the lineup, and I walked out, and they like the girls in the front cheered louder because they're like, oh yes, it's a woman. So I think as I walk out, like I'm a much younger than most of these people, and also usually the minority of the gender, they're kind of shocked that I'm up there in the first place. So I think things like particularly my style and what I choose to wear was really impacted by stand-up for a long time. I really dressed down and like wore baggy clothes because I didn't want there to be like quote unquote distraction, because it did feel like that was such a huge part in the equation. And recently I've kind of come back into my femininity, and like I'm still like, my personality is very much a tomboy, but sometimes I'm like, some days I want to wear a dress, but like before that would scare me going on stage and like showing skin like that. But then I remember, wait, am I allowed to say dirty things on here?
Go for it.
Okay, cool. Because I remember I was talking to my friend about it, and I was like, the thought of like wearing something that shows like a little bit of my chest on stage makes me sick, because I'm thinking that all the men are like not listening to my jokes and they're just like staring at me and objectifying me. And my friend was like, they're gonna think you're like, men think you're a slut no matter what. Like, you could be wearing a paper bag over your body, and like, they're gonna still, those people that will objectify you will do it anyway. And I was like, that's such a good way of looking at it, because it's like, that's half of stand-up, right? Is just being yourself and not caring what other people think. So definitely going through like a journey about how I identify and my gender and what that means to me in my career.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's very true. And yeah, I love comedy, and I kind of realized that too, that we need more women to speak up and to represent the women in comedy. And that's why you can be very proud of yourself and to represent the women, because we need people like you, and to encourage, maybe it can also encourage other people to stand up into comedy, especially here in Vancouver. And yeah, if you are listening right now and if you're thinking about doing a comedy show, go for it, do it, like Kylie did. Go to a theater or a comedy club and do an open mic. Yeah, that will help for sure. And yeah, we talked a lot about your past and past events, but I want to know, where do you see yourself in the future? Because you talked a lot about how you change and how you identify. Where do you see yourself in the future?
That's a very interesting question, because I used to be someone who was like very future driven, and now have kind of settled into like enjoying the present and things that are going on. And as I said before, like, did I imagine where I'd be here now? I'm like, no idea, but I'm so happy. So I kind of see it in that same way, that I'm like, I don't know where it's gonna go, in terms of, I would really just, what I would love out of my career specifically is to have enough people that are interested and invested in what I make, and for them to be along with me for that journey, because I'd love to, you know, make more things in this vein for like TV, film as well, and still, you know, travel doing comedy. And then as a person, I mean, I have no clue. It feels like every year I'm different and changing and have grown, but I know that I just want to keep making things important, but also not taking life too seriously, if that makes sense.
Yeah, good advice. Very, very true. I mean, you kind of need a, I don't know, you need to look on your future and be aware of your future and what you will do. But I kind of experienced the same. I traveled a lot the past year, and it really helps you to ground yourself and to, yeah, to look on the future differently, for sure. So that's a very good advice. And we are almost closing out here. So is there anything that you would like to add or that I have missed asking about?
No, I mean, just come see the show at the Kolch. It's running through this week, and tomorrow night I'm doing a Q&A after it, if anyone's interested in coming to that. We're taping it this week, so hopefully it will be out on a streaming platform in a couple months. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm just like you said, I really encourage other young women to do things like this and just kind of go for it. And as well as if you're a survivor, if you feel like speaking out about it would help you, there's many ways to do it in the arts. And that's kind of how I felt my place was. So yeah, just friggin' keep going.
Very, very true. And I've my very last question would be, why do you think is comedy and humor so important for our today's society?
We need to find some light in that. And I also feel like, you know, there could be echo chambers of like me talking to someone that already agrees. But if I'm using comedy that makes all sorts of people laugh, it might take someone to be like, oh, I mean, that was funny. And she wasn't like pushing something on me that I didn't previously believe. So I don't know. I just feel like the arts in general, and especially comedy, is something that could heal people and make them understand each other better.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And very true. And last words. Thank you so much, Kylie, for being here. And I'm very excited to see your show. And hopefully, if you're listening right now, hopefully you can buy some tickets and see you here tomorrow, or you're performing on Thursday too, right?
Yeah, Thursday, Friday. Ooh. And two shows on Saturday.
Wow. Very, very busy, but good for you. And yeah, thank you so much for this interview. It was lovely to have you here on CJSF. And yeah, thank you.
Thanks, girly. See you tonight.
Yeah, see you tonight. Bye. That was the interview with Kylie Vincent, and I really enjoyed speaking with her and doing an interview with her. She's such an amazing person, and her show is so good. So I can repeat myself again. Please check her out. Go on the Kulch, the website, or check her Instagram out. It's Kylie Vincent, and I will link all of her social media and the Kulch website on our website, cjsf.ca. But yeah, back to my experience. So I went to her show, as you already heard in the interview, yesterday night, and it was so much fun. The Kulch is a very nice theater, and I had a very good seats, and I laughed so much. And I don't know, it's, as I already said, it's a skill to make such a serious topic funny. It's, you're talking about abuse and traumatic childhood memories and about rape, and at the same time, you kind of, we always had comic relief, so that was what I really liked. We talked about, or she talked about, really serious topics and about her own life, and it's really inspiring, and I really admire her for speaking up about such traumatic experiences. And I think she can give so many women hope and also encourage people to speak up about their traumatic experiences. And I think it helps a lot. And yeah, as you already heard in the interview, she had some very bad experiences and also good experience. And I wrote down a sentence that I really, really liked that she said. She said, life is not just tragic and it's also not just funny. It is both. And in my opinion, it is very true, because we can't always make fun of things. Like, we have to take things seriously, like traumatic things or our future or whatever. We have to take things seriously, but also not too seriously, because otherwise it'll pull you down and will make you sad and depressed. So if you really need help, like, go and look for help. And as she said, she's seeing a therapist, but also her comedy helps her a lot. So if you want to speak up, try to, yeah, if you feel comfortable, try to speak up. It could really help. Speaking up about problems helps me, for example, a lot. So yeah, it was so much fun talking to her and going to her show yesterday night. So I can highly recommend it. And yeah, she is an amazing person. And I talked to her actually yesterday after the show, and I bought a t-shirt with her and her disabled dog. Really nice t-shirt. I like it a lot. And I talked about her experience and how she felt, and she felt amazing. And I asked her, because I always ask my interviews, but I forgot to ask her during the interview, about the favorite songs. So I asked her about her favorite songs. I ran over to her and I was like, oh, I forgot to ask you about your favorite song. What's your favorite song? And she said, it's Kyoto by Phoebe Bridgers. I hope I pronounced the name right, but that's her favorite song. And we're going to listen to that song. And then we're going to jump right back to my experience. To my experience yesterday night at the comedy show. And then we're almost at the end of the show. I'm so sad. It's my last intravenous show. Can't you believe it? I can't. It's crazy. But here is Phoebe. I think it's her name. Phoebe Bridgers with Kyoto. Phoebe Bridgers with Kyoto, and that's Kylie's favorite song. And yeah, welcome back here to Intravenous. My name is Vivian, and we're just talking about Kylie Vincent and her comedy show, Bird, and I can highly recommend to check it out. It's such a nice show, and I laughed so much, and I almost cried. You have mixed emotions during that show, so check it out, and I don't want to give you too many details because you have to check out the show yourself, because it's such an amazing show. I can highly recommend it. The tickets are not too expensive. I think they were around $25. So check it out at The Clutch, that's the theater where she performed and is still performing. So as you already heard, tonight is a Q&A. And if you want to ask her more questions, then you should definitely go tonight. And yeah, it was such a cool experience. And I was talking earlier about my experience here, and I wanted to talk about a little bit about that. I only have 6 minutes left. Five and a half. So I kind of have to conclude, like make my conclusion here. because I have to come to an end. But yeah, I'm very grateful that I could host that show. So thank you. Shout out to Robin, who gave me her show. I'm really, really thankful for that. And all of the things I could do because of this show. I went to the comedy show. I had so many cool interviews with so many cool people about so many different topics. And last week I had Paola on air with her new game Intero Bang. If you want to check that out too, you should also go to our archive from last week's Interina show, because there I have all of the information about the new game that came out here at SFU. Intero Bang is a really nice game, and yeah, I met so many cool people. I actually made a friendship here, and I built friendships. I kind of found myself a little bit. It helped me a lot to reflect myself, because I learned so much about human beings and being a woman and how it is to identify as a woman. And it is really, really interesting. I spoke to so many people and it gave me a better perspective on life, to be honest. And so that's why I'm so, so grateful. And if you're ever interested in helping out here on Intravenous, then you should definitely check out our station. We are located at SFU Burnaby, and we are at the sub-building, very first floor, room 1420. And we have so many different events and cool events. We have live concerts, which is really cool, hosted by Connor. Shoutouts to you. And it's called Studio 6. We have so many different open mics. So if you're interested in doing a radio show, hosting a radio show, then you can start by hosting an open mic and then you continue with other shows like Intravenous. And you can do interviews, you can work behind the scenes, do social media. So we have a TikTok account, we have Instagram, we have Twitter, we have Facebook, we have YouTube. Check us out. And come by, you can sign up for our volunteer program, and then you will have we will give you a station tour here, and yeah, give you I don't know how to say that, but an on-air training, and or you will experience an on-air training. That's how I have to build the sentence. But yeah, and I'm so grateful that I could be here. And as I already said, I went to so many different events and I had so many different interviews. I had 3 interviews yesterday, which is crazy. And I could discover so many topics. I kind of have to look up, because I did so many things. I kind of keep, I don't forget them, but I mix them all together. So yeah, it's really interesting. I had live interviews. I had interviews about really interesting things that it's interesting to me about mental health, and actually it helps me a lot, because for me, for example, Kylie is really inspiring, and she is kind of my inspiration to continue my travel, because I came here from Germany and I unfortunately go back on Saturday, and yeah, it's actually really cool. So she inspires me and gave me, I don't know, like, she gave me the motivation to travel more, and I would definitely continue my traveling in the summertime, because I want to go backpacking. And it's always a little bit scary to go on your own as a woman to a new country, and I don't know, it can be scary, but she did that, and she did it on her own, and with her dog, and traveled around in her car, which is crazy. And yeah, it's really inspiring. So definitely continue on traveling. Maybe it's only for 1 month, but I definitely want to go backpacking, for example. So yeah, I have so many plans. And yeah, I'm running out of time. So I hope you enjoyed today's Intravenous show. And I had so much fun. So thank you so much, guys, for always listening to my voice here every Wednesday morning. I'm so, so glad that I could be here the whole time. I think I started like in December to go on Intravenous. And I think Intravenous was one of my first shows I was ever on air. Robin asked me, I remember being so nervous, and she just interviewed me a little bit on air, and I was super, super nervous when I hosted my first Intravenous show. So yeah, a big thank you to Robin and my co-host Brandley, who made my experience here on Intravenous even better. And yeah, without you, I couldn't be here. Without your support and yeah, without listening to my show, I couldn't be here. So yeah, thank you all so much for listening to my show. And yeah, check our Instagram out if you want to be updated about my shows and how my life path is going to be. So yeah, thank you. A big thank you to everyone. And yeah, next show is coming up, Democracy Now! These are my last 30 seconds on Intravenous. And yeah, check out our playlist on cgsf.ca. I'm your host, Vivian. And yeah, I have to say goodbye now and hope you enjoyed today's show. Check out Kelly Vincent, and this is Democracy Now! And check me out on Instagram.